Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest today is Rachel Bay, WYPR's statehouse reporter. And as if no one has heard about this, the General Assembly returned to Annapolis this week. Judging from the sounds of things, a lot of folks are sharpening a lot of knives. On opening day, Senate President Mike Miller had an op-ed piece in The Sun calling Governor Hogan Governor Gridlock, and it went on from there. So, Rachel, tell us, what's going on?
Well, it's early, so right now it's a lot of talk. You had Wednesday morning, before the session even began, there was an event hosted by the Maryland Daily Record, and first Governor Hogan and then later Speaker Mike Bush and Senate President Mike Miller addressed the notion that the two parties are really working together or not, as the case may be.
Governor Hogan was talking about what a bipartisan job he's doing.
Yeah, so he kept kind of refuting this notion that he's playing party politics. He kept saying that he won't hesitate before taking a Democratic policy and implementing it if he thinks it's a common sense policy, if it's the right thing to do. But of course, when the Democrats came on later at the same event, they took some issues with how he was appropriating Democratic policy effectively. They said that problems arise when Governor Hogan reintroduces something that they've tried to do in the past without talking to them about why it failed, for example.
Okay, so now I was in your job when Bob Ehrlich was governor, and a lot of this is starting to sound like year three of his administration. Do we have a case of people with diametrically opposed views of government just finally getting on each other's last nerves? Or maybe we're talking about positioning for next year's state elections?
It's funny you say that, because Governor Hogan really refuted that notion that he's looking ahead to 2018. He said, let's focus on 2017. Here's what he said.
How about I'm going to focus on 2017 and doing things for all of the people of Maryland in a bipartisan way, and I'm not going to play the politics, and I'm not going to focus on 2018 or Democrat versus Republican.
So Governor Hogan's talking about his bipartisanship, but House Speaker Mike Bush appears to be skeptical of that. He cites, for example, that Hogan made sure that Mac Middleton, the Democratic senator from Charles County, wasn't there for the announcement of replacing the Harry Nice Bridge over the Potomac. And that's a project that Middleton's been pushing for more than a decade.
Yeah, he has the right. He doesn't have to meet. But the fact of the matter is, he wants to talk about working on bipartisan common sense legislation. I'm just trying to figure out who he's working with.
So, Rachel, what do we look for in the coming weeks?
It remains to be seen really whether the two parties will be able to come together and work on certain policies that they've both expressed interest in, you know, certain tax breaks that both Democrats and Republicans want. For example, also the paid sick leave measure that Governor Hogan introduced his own version of in December. After a Democrat-backed sick leave policy failed to pass the General Assembly last year, it'll remain to be seen whether the two parties are able to come together on these sorts of policy measures.
Okay, Rachel, thank you very much. For Rachel Bay, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.